This is KYUK, public radio for the Yukon-Kuskokwim Delta. I'm Greg Kim. Incumbent Republican Senator Dan Sullivan says he's doing a good job for rural Alaska and wants another term in the U.S. Senate. He points to support of public safety funding and to Attorney General William Barr's allocation of federal money for rural policing as proof of his effectiveness. In the area of mining, Sullivan says he opposes the Pebble Mine but supports the Donlin Mine project. He says there's a crucial difference between the two. One has failed to pass federal environmental standards, and the other has met them.
Federal agencies under Pebble said that that high bar was not met, so I opposed that mine. Under Donlin, the federal agencies have said that high bar has been met, so I am supportive of the Donlin mine, but the difference is one passed the high bar of federal permitting to protect our environment in the area in the region. That was Donlin. The other did not pass. That was Pebble.
Sullivan is a colonel in the Marine Corps Reserves and supports funding for the military. He voted with the majority of the Republican senators to reinstate some of the money that the Obama administration cut out of the military budget and points to a recent debate in the Senate when he took the floor against a Democratic effort to reduce military funding.
I just had a debate on the Senate floor that was called, no kidding, was called the Defund the Military Amendment. I debated Senator Sanders. Fortunately, we beat that amendment. So my whole career, not just as a senator, but as a U.S. Marine, has been focused on rebuilding our military.
The entire interview with Senator Dan Sullivan on Coffee at KYUK can be heard on KYUK's website. Next in the race for Alaska's only seat in the U.S. House of Representatives, U.S. Representative Don Young of Alaska is the longest-serving member of Congress. In some respects, his opinion has not changed in those 47 years. He thinks Alaska is a resource state, and his job is to help the state build that economy. That means supporting the Donlin Mine and more.
Well, you have a resource available like the Donlin Mine should be developed. That happened that belongs to the Chulista. I think the mines, we are a resource-oriented state. We always have been, always will be, and continue to be.
Young thinks that for the state to create more jobs from its resources, it needs to develop cheaper energy. That's particularly important in the bush, which has some of the highest costs of energy in the country.
We may be able to manufacture things if we get cheaper electricity. And that's the biggest job and biggest challenge we have. We have not had an energy policy in this state for the last 45 years. Until we do that, and I think my role is to make sure the permits are available so we can get these projects done so the people have a higher standard of living.
During almost five decades in Congress, Young has seen the House of Representatives become deeply divided along party lines. He thinks it is a problem, but does not have recommendations for fixing it. When Young first went to Congress, the role of Speaker of the House of Representatives was very different than now, because committee chairs had more power.
And now the Speaker becomes the Speaker of the party, and that shouldn't be that way. The Speaker is supposed to be the Speaker of the House. And when I first was there for about 30 years, the chairman made the decisions on what bills came to the floor. The Speaker had nothing to do with it. So we were very bipartisan because there was never a policy or philosophy. It was about solving a problem that existed.
Young says campaign promises from his opponent mean little because the job of being Alaska's only congressman is a simple one, to respond to the needs of Alaskans.
You hear a congressman say, I'm going to do this, or a candidate say, I'm going to do that. They're not being straightforward because the job of a congressman is to speak for the people after he hears them.
Next, Young's opponent. This is the second time Elise Galvin will try to defeat Don Young, the longest-serving member of Congress. She says Young has been there too long and doesn't have any power because term limits prevent him from chairing any committee, even if the Republicans were to regain control of the House of Representatives.
After 48 years, unfortunately, the truth is Don Young no longer has any power in Washington. He's in the minority, and he also has no ability to get any position of power in the committee.
Galvin is one of two, quote, independent candidates running this year who gained the Democratic Party's nomination through the open primary election. Both Al Gross, who is running against Dan Sullivan, and Galvin, who is opposing Young, have been accused of being Democrats in disguise. Galvin denies it.
Unfortunately, the way the ads have come out, they're very misleading. I've been independent for more than 15 years. That's what I am. So to jump into something else would be very disingenuous.
Galvin has strong ideas about education. For one thing, she thinks Alaska should get its fair share of federal funding for early childhood education.
In Alaska, we have the least amount of resources per capita for early learning in the entire nation.
But when it comes to a Donlin mine, Galvin does not have a firm position. She says she supports mining as a form of economic development, but is not sure about this mine project.
Everyone is looking forward to ensuring that there are more job opportunities. However, there is concern about whether or not that mine may be too close to the watershed that feeds into where subsistence fishing is happening. I have yet to learn about whether or not we have fully mitigated those risks and concerns. So I am supportive of economic development and hopeful that the community can find a way to feel like this would be a good solution.
Don Young and Elise Galvin's entire conversation at Coffee at KYUK can be found on KYUK's website. And finally, the Yukon-Kuskokwim Health Corporation announced 68 new cases of COVID-19 over the weekend. 40 of the new cases are in Chivac, and the remaining are in Bethel, Quinnahawk, Tuxuk Bay, Hooper Bay, Russian Mission, Aniak, and some unnamed YK Delta villages. There are 341 active cases in the region. YKHC has announced 636 cases since March. Thank you for listening to KYUK News. Please send any news tips to news@kyuk.org. And stay tuned for News Yukdun coming up.